DeMarco's he's a gamer, and when you have a guy like him and Derek, both of them are guys you can turn it on anytime, and we're lucky to have two great backs like that. It makes us look good. We know if we put a hat on the hat, any play can go to the house.
Seattle does a great job of getting other teams' heads. How did you guys not let them do that today?
We're focused. We know what the bigger picture is, what it takes to win, and hey, we just tell you one play at a time. We whoop them and get back in the huddle.
All wins feel good. This one feel good?
Yeah. Anytime I come out on the winning end, it's a great day. I don't care, because anybody in this league can beat you. You can see that all around the league today. You got to come to play every week.
The decision on the anthem, the unity in the locker room, what was that like before you guys went out?
We just wanted no distractions, and we wanted to do everything as a team, ownership, coaches, everything. Everybody's on the same page, and we're going to do whatever it takes to win today.
President obviously had some interesting things to say, but
say that again.
The president had some interesting things to say over the weekend, but a number of ownership groups around the league, including yours, came out and defended the players' rights to do, you know, what they want to do. I mean, what does that say about the unity in this league?
We know we're all together. We're this whole league and everybody. Hey, it's a brotherhood, it's a family, and we respect our coaches and our ownership to death. They have our backs, and we want to do what's right as a whole team and organization. We want to make sure it doesn't get misinforced. We respect our military and everything like that, because we couldn't do what we love if we didn't have those guys over there handling their business and supporting us. So we didn't want them to think something's wrong, so we wanted to make sure on that end. So that's why we didn't go out, and we made a team decision, and that's what we did. And it was like, hey, we're going to do this the right way, so we didn't want no distractions, and that's what we did.
What does that do to a team when you see your franchise quarterback get hit on the sidelines like Marcus was today?
You saw us what we did. We was coming and running, and nobody takes hits on our quarterbacks, and we're going to protect him no matter what. If it's a penalty, but everybody knows he's our guy, and we'll do anything for him.